What up, P silly listeners? Welcome to the podcast that takes this silliness seriously, the professionally silly podcast. It's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones. And this is the podcast where we shoot the shit and where comedy can meet any random ass topic that we discuss. So first and foremost, shout out to you, all my listeners, new and loyal. So guys, I got some news. I'm just kind of jumping in right here. I got some news that kind of rocked my entire world. I'm not exactly ready to discuss it yet. I'm physically okay, but someone I love is doing their best to become physically okay. And it's been a tough few weeks, but I would love it if you guys could put my family in your prayers. That'd be amazing. We could definitely use them. Because I've been a bit distracted because of what's going on. If you knew what was going on, you'd be like, yeah, obviously. But anyways, I haven't really been posting YouTube videos in a couple of weeks. It's been a minute. I was just having a hard time focusing, like editing and all that stuff. It was just like trying to be happy on camera. It was hard, you know. So, but I am slowly getting back to it. But when you are worried about someone that you love, you know, dealing with things, it's really tough, you know. And I may have already said too much at this point. My loved one isn't ready for like my followers and listeners and people like that to know what's going on. Eventually I will share, because that is just, I know there are a lot of people that have been or that are currently going through what I am or what my loved one is and our family is going through. And if I'm being honest with you, my platforms and some of the topics that I discuss, it's like therapy for me, you know, and it's a good way for me to get out what I'm going through. It just helps me, you know what I mean? But yeah, that's where I am right now. So I'm trying to respect what they have asked me, you know, to keep it to myself for now, dealing with details and whatnot. And I really want them to have those prayers from you all. So that's why I am saying what I have said so far. Because I want them to keep fighting. And I do believe that love and support, even from people that we don't personally know, I feel like that positive energy being released into the universe, you know, it can't hurt. You know what I mean? But I feel like I've said enough. You all kind of get the gist of what's going on. But I just want to explain all that stuff, what's been going on with my social media and me not posting as much on my my YouTube. The only thing I've been posting is YouTube shorts on Wednesday, because most of those videos have already been filmed and I can get those up to make sure something goes out that week, you know. But my plan is to start posting again on my professionally silly YouTube channel this coming Monday. So it's time to get back to it, because no matter what is going on, this makes me happy. It's my therapy. It's my creative outlet. The content that I create, whether it's here on the podcast or one of my YouTube channels or the TikToks or Reels or whatever, you know, so it's a, you know, it helps me. So I did come across something as I was scrolling through my social media timelines, and I want to share this with you. So it says here, imagine this. If you had $86,400 in an account and someone stole $10 from you, would you be upset and throw all the remaining of the $86,390 away in hopes of getting back at the person who took your $10? Or move on and live, right? Move on and live. We have 86,400 seconds each day. Don't let someone's negative 10 seconds ruin the remaining 86,390. Don't sweat the small stuff. Life is bigger than that. So I came across that at a time where I kind of needed to hear it. Not necessarily pertaining to what I was just talking to you about with my loved one, but just sometimes the negativity in the world around us is very difficult to maneuver. And because people, especially online, everyone seems to be so quick to negative things. Like, for instance, this is just an example. It has happened, but I'm not talking about anything specifically. But like, let's say I post a TikTok or a YouTube video or something like that, and I could have literally like 10 comments of saying, great video, you're funny, I love your eyes, you're blah blah blah, all these wonderful things. But then I get that one person that says, you're fat, or I don't think you're funny, or something, one negative thing. And that is the thing that we all tend to kind of lose ourselves in. And it's a human thing. You know, maybe you recognize that you do that. Maybe you know someone else who does that. But at some point of our lives, we have allowed one negative thing to just kind of wash out all the other positive things. And I think that that is something that we need to count on. So, you know, something we need to work on. Honestly, I definitely do. So in dealing with what my family is currently going through, it's definitely really hard to stay positive. But at the same time, I need to try. I don't want to put out negative stuff, and I certainly don't want to keep in negative things either, because I don't want to internally burn myself out. You know what I mean? So I do recognize that I have some emotional and mental work to do. And I will share my journey with you as I figure all this out. But boom, count yourself inspired as fuck. You bitches are welcome. You know? And by the way, I have no idea who actually shared the inspirational quote about the seconds that we have in each day. It's actually by a very popular author by the name of Unknown. So I have no idea who came up with that, but it was awesome and I had to share it. So yeah. All right, so let's get on with the show. This week, guys, we are going to talk about how awesome the movie Barbie was, and now Mattel now wants to make more movies. So we're not going to talk about just Barbie. We're going to talk about it being so good. Mattel is like, listen, we need to get on these movies. Let's do this. I also got a dude who removed his nose and nipples. That and more coming up next. Don't forget, guys, subscribe, rate, and review. Let's talk about these toy movies. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. Okay, it's no secret that the Barbie movie was a hit. But did you know that Mattel, the rich folk who own Barbie and many, many other toys and games, well, they are thinking about making more movies about their toys. I mean, Barbie was a hit. It was, but I don't think it was because of the doll, in my opinion, because we've discussed before on the podcast, but so I won't go all the way into it. Just like a few episodes ago. But the movie Barbie is about the hardships of being a woman in the world at any time in history, you know? So, God, the moment it's available to stream for purchase, I'm going to put that shit in my queue, all right, and on my watch list. And I'm going to be able to have access to it whenever I want. Damn right. I think Barbie actually might be my favorite movie of the year. Yes. And I am not ashamed to say that. Said it and meant it. Okay, moving on. So here's the thing. Mattel is loving how much money the Barbie movie has made. So they are ready to make more toy movies and game movies. The film's original budget was approximately $100 million. However, as like the time passed, it steadily escalated to about $145 million. Okay, so Barbie, and this is all coming from Google. I looked this shit up. All right, because Barbie actually brought close to $1.3 billion at the worldwide box office. Now it became literally one of the only female dominated movies among the top grossing films of all time. No wonder they want to make more movies. There's a lot of money in this shit if they do it right. So anyways, I came across a list of upcoming movies that they are working on. I have no idea if these movies will actually be made or released, but if they are, some of these actually sound like they might be a good idea. And a few of them are kind of stupid as hell. So let's go ahead and dig into that Also, let me know on the Professionally Silly podcast group on Facebook, which one of these would you be interested in seeing? Okay, so by the way, shout out to parade.com. Matthew Huff did all the research here and wrote up this list for us of the Mattel movies that could be in the works. So let me just go ahead and pull this bad boy up. I found it. All right. Okay, so I got the list here. It says, dump the toy box, upcoming movies based on Mattel toys. Okay, so the very first one on the list is American Girl doll. It says here, with more than 14 American Girl movies out already. Let me tell you something. I had no idea that those bitches had movies. It makes sense that Mattel would dip back into this well as it seeks to build franchises. Now, I've never had an American Girl doll, nor have I really wanted one. I had one of those weird Barbies. You guys know what's up. And action figures. That's what I played with. But those dolls are stupid expensive. So it says here, according to Variety, the upcoming movie will be a family comedy, okay, based on the world of dolls, which sounds a little different than the previous films. I have no idea what the previous films were about. Never saw them, didn't know they existed. Anyways, it says here, the previous films, which were based on the book of characters that inspired the dolls. Apparently, MGM is attached as a producer, but no other details have been released. If American Girl doll becomes a movie, I'm going to pass on that one. No thanks. Next up, Barney. So Barney is not a toy. It is a TV show, but it's on the list. And it says, y'all remember Barney and Friends, right? Okay. I love you. You love me. You know that? Yeah, not apparently. It was a hit TV show. I remember it being on when I was a kid. It says here, the giant purple dinosaur, before it became a toy, it was a TV show, which makes sense. I think they're deciding, hey, this dude was really popular back in the day. Let's make a movie about it. So it says here that the movie has been described as an A24 type surrealist film, similar to Being John Malkovich or Adaptation. What? It's also being produced by Get Out's Daniel Kaluuya, I don't know how to say his last name. And it's written by Beef's Lee Sung-jin. This seems quite a departure from the friendly dinosaur singing about shapes, but also promising in an odd way. This sounds like it's going to be extremely dramatic and maybe terrifying. What the fuck are they going to do? Okay, let's go on to the next one before I have a meltdown. We got Christmas Balloon. I don't know what the fuck that means. It says here, if you're thinking, I've never heard of this toy, they're absolutely right. Never heard of it. That's because this movie isn't based on a specific toy. The movie will be based on a true story that involved a little girl in a Mexican border town tying her Christmas list to a helium balloon in the hope that it will reach Santa. Well, that's ridiculous. Well, I guess the North Pole, if you're stupid, you think it's just up. Okay, this is a couple in Southern Arizona found the balloon, tracked down the family, and fulfilled the girl's wish list. Aw, that's cute. That sounds adorable. Okay, all right. It says here that it's being written by Gabby Rivilla Lugo. She's the one who wrote A Million Little Things. Now, that was a delicious dramatic movie. So that's cute though. This sounds like a nice little ABC family type shit. Okay, moving on. Hot Wheels. Yeah. I had a couple of those. Those were awesome. It says here, Mattel has teamed up with Warner Bros. That's the studio that's also behind Barbie, to launch a live action movie based on the tiny toy cars with multiple writers and producers attached, including J.J. Abrams. All right. The Hot Wheels movie has plenty of promise to be a fun action adventure. I see that. It'll probably give like Fast and Furious vibes, but like mini cars. I don't know. Next week, oh, the Magic 8-Ball. Okay, all right. Some of these, I'm not going to read all these because this segment is already getting long as shit. But the Magic 8-Ball says, we know very little about this movie, which doesn't even have an IMDb page yet. It's been reported that the film will be a horror comedy. Oh, okay. With Cocaine Bears writer Jimmy Warden attached. Now that sounds fun. We asked our Magic 8-Ball whether this movie is a good idea. Better not tell you now. Okay. And then they also have Matchbox on here. And to be honest with you, I thought Matchbox and Hot Wheels were the same fucking thing. It says, with Hot Wheels already in its toy garage, Mattel in 1997 decided to corner the miniature car market by buying its main competitor, Matchbox. Yo, I did not know that. I mean, as long as the toy car looked cool, I didn't give a shit. Fast forward 26 years, and the toy makers appears to be staging another face-off, standalone movies featuring the once competing toy car brands. Okay, so Orphan First Kills, David Cogshaw is writing the Matchbox script. All right. Hot Wheels is going to be better. Polly Pocket. Okay, I used to get one of those when I got my Happy Meal from McDonald's. Yes. So it's Barbie's tinier counterpart will also be getting her own role in the near future. Nice. It says here, Girls, Lena Dunham, is attached to write and direct the film with Emily and Paris's Lily James. So this could be interesting. All right, y'all. Rock'em Sock'em Bops. Okay, you guys remember this? If you're an 80s and or 90s kid, you know what Rock'em Sock'em Bops are. All right, so Fast and Furious star Vin Diesel may seem like a more natural fit for the Hot Wheels or Matchbox franchises, but he'll be trading in high-speed chases for adrenaline-fueled boxing matches in the upcoming movie inspired by the classic boxing toy. The movie was announced in 2021, but we still don't know much about the plot. In addition to starring Diesel, we'll also produce with a script by Rampage's Ryan Engel. So that should be interesting. So we got Thomas the Tank Engine. Now, I remember that being a movie that at least you can see it on VHS. I don't ever remember it being in theaters, but it says Mark Foster. Check this out. This is the man behind World War Z. That is not at all who I expect to be directing Thomas the Tank Engine. What the fuck? Okay, so the toys themselves are an offshoot of the TV series Thomas and Friends and spinoff, which was inspired by the classic British Railway series of books by Wilbert and Christopher Audrey. Moving on, Uno. I don't know how they're going to make Uno a movie, but they're going to try. wow, this game has destroyed so many families. It says here, we've seen card games, usually poker, as the basis for movies, but a children's game that's basically matching colors and numbers seems like an unusual fodder for a feature-length film. Maybe they'll use a variation like Uno Attack and have the game come to life and attempt to take over the world or the family home. Wild speculation aside, the only thing we know for sure at this point is that Marcy Kelly is writing the script. I don't know how the fuck they're going to get a game out of Uno. I really don't know. Now, here's one that I'm actually kind of looking forward to. Wishbone. That's the last one for this segment here. Mattel isn't digging too deep into the archives for this one. It says Wishbone will be based on the short-lived PBS series from the 90s about a Jack Russell Terrier named, you guessed it, Wishbone. Peter Farrelly, who directed Green Book, is attached as a producer, and there are several writers working on the script. This is going to be awesome. I am 100% down for some of these movies. I don't know about the American Girl doll thing. I can pass on that. It feels like the Barbie movie already touched on a lot of the points that the American Doll movie could have. I don't know. I'm not sure where they can go with that. But if each doll they discuss is like a reality TV show character, I'd watch that. Like, turn it into like an American Girl doll reality series and then bring in the drama. It'll be like Kardashians on crack if they do this right. You know? Now, Barney might be good if they discuss the life behind the man that played him or behind the scenes of a children's TV show, like a dramatic docuseries or something, maybe. I don't know. But I'm sure there was probably a lot of cocaine on that set. There's no way that everybody's that goddamn happy all the time. Speaking of like movies that are made like from games and toys and shit, I don't know if you guys have already seen it. I haven't. But the PlayStation racing game, Gran Turismo, that one, that's a movie. I think it already came out, but you guys, let me know if you like that. I haven't seen it yet. I wanna check it out. But here's a hot take. This is probably a hot take. I always thought that Hot Pursuit on PlayStation was more fun than Gran Turismo. That's just me. I like being chased by cops and not having to worry about going to jail in real life. You know, I love that shit. Now, the Magic 8 Ball movie may have some potential because they can do a lot with that. Like, I would take a woman of color and make her the main character trying to find her place in the world, or maybe a drunk frat guy who loses a bet and can only use his Magic 8 Ball to make all his life decisions for an entire week. You know, they need to hire me to write these movies for them because I am ready. I'm a super nerd because I really am looking forward to Wishbone the most. I ain't gonna lie, that was my show when I was a kid, and to have like the Eddie lookalike dog from Frasier reading books to me, yo, that was the best. And by the way, I googled it. Okay, they are not the same dog. I know. I know that all Jack Russell Terriers look the same to you guys because you guys are racist as fuck. All right, next up, fake belly buttons. Why is that a thing? It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. So, fake belly buttons, that's a thing now. I don't know why everything has to be fake all the time. I mean, everything. I mean, I get like the fake hair, you know, and the fake lashes. You can have styles that you can't always have with your own hair and stuff. I get it. Okay. And they're pretty. I get it. You know, the fake nails, I get that too. But the fake belly buttons, I mean, what's next? Fake nostrils, fake nipples. Like, what are we doing? What are we doing? You know what? I think that the fake nipples might actually be a thing. I'm going to Google that real quick. Hold on. Okay. So fake nipples are a thing. I was right. From my very quick Google search, I didn't look too far into it, but it looks like drag queens use them a lot for their shows, which makes sense. Okay. All right. And there's probably other reasons to wear them, I suppose, but you guys can Google that. That's not my job. So let's dig into these fake ass belly buttons, though. Let me ask you this. Have you ever looked at your legs and thought to yourself, damn, I wish my legs were longer. This is some bullshit. Well, you don't have to worry about that problem anymore because now the fake belly button can help you out. Slap on the fake belly button and pull up your pants, skirt, or whatever over your real belly button, and you can give people the illusion that you have some sexy long legs. This is insane. Some women will use makeup to like blend their belly button, you know, with their actual skin tone. I can imagine that's probably really fucking annoying, having makeup on your stomach. Like, what if you hug somebody in a white sweater? Like, what? It looks like somebody shit on their stomach. It's weird. Like, I can definitely imagine that they probably don't have many options for women of color, because shit like this is usually made for white people's skin or Asian people's skin. Because from the quick little search I saw, I ain't see any Wesley Snipes color belly buttons anywhere for purchase. I didn't. It was not there. Okay. But now, here's the thing. Apparently, this did start in China, so I guess it kind of makes sense that they don't have black belly buttons. It is what it is. But here's my, what about the men, though? Because there are some dudes out there, white and Asian dudes, they may not all shave their bellies and shit. They may not wax like that. There are dudes getting leg-lengthening surgeries to be taller. They need to start selling some hairy belly buttons for the guys, man. You know, bring... Here's what we're gonna need. Bring us the black and hairy belly buttons. You know what I'm saying? We have rights, damn it. We also I'm assuming that that these aren't for fatties like me, because having a high belly button at this point, it would just look weird as fuck. It does nothing. It's just like, yo, why is your belly button under your titty? What are you doing? Yo, my shit be sagging, boy. I might need to get some of them fake ass nipples too, because them bitches is starting to scrape off when they're over there rolling across the floor and shit. You know? Oh my God. Next up, reasons not to vote for me. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. It's that time of year when the political ads start coming out. Okay, there's a lot going on in the world right now, and I'm already starting to see them. And it's funny that those who are already currently in office are now dropping ads about all the things they promised us before we elected them that they haven't done. You know, as you guys know, isn't that funny? I'm like, it worked the last term. Just say the same shit, but wear a different tie. You know, I know, guys, we don't do a lot of politics or religion here on this podcast because I like to keep it light. You get enough of that negative shit every place else. I don't do it here. But here's my thing. I like to have a little fun with it. Okay, so a while back, I shared an anti-political ad about me. Now, I got this idea from The Bird Show, and it started way before I started working with them. They used to do this years ago, and they created anti-political ads for themselves. Reasons not to vote for them if they were running for office or something like that. So I decided to do the same thing. I think it was a few years ago. I don't remember when, but it was a minute ago. And I decided to share with my new listeners who haven't heard it. You don't have to go searching for it. I need to eventually create visuals for the audio, but for now, let's just enjoy it. When you're voting in this coming election, remember that Amber is never. She doesn't care about you or your neighbors. When asked, will she help lower the crime rate in our state? She said,
no, bitch, why would you, no?
When asked what her plan was to decrease unemployment, she said,
can your penis size keep you unemployed?
Amber Jones doesn't care about your children. Listen to what she said about a young boy who asked her for a high five after he shared cookies that he baked for her.
He ain't shit, and his food probably matches his work ethic. Horrible, pathetic, and slow.
This is what she says to low-income families.
Kiss my ass. I meant it. I feel like I really pronounced the word kiss and ass.
Listen how she talks about her voters behind their backs.
Creepy as shit, especially from afar, and that bitch be looking like a demon at 3 a.m., bro.
She was caught talking to her pet cat about how she was almost caught watching porn at work.
You would be like just scrolling through like, oh, what's going on with pop culture? Black dick!
Keep Amber Jones out of office on Election Day. This December, remember to say never to Amber.
This message was approved by her opponents and anyone else who hates her.
It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. He removed his nose and nipples. That should be the name of this podcast episode. Okay, professionally silly listeners, we have a man who, again, let me repeat, removed his nose and nipples on purpose for some reason, and he is upset that he's now being harassed. And let me say this, okay? I'm definitely about to crack some jokes here, but this man does not deserve to be harassed, no matter what anyone looks like or what they say. Just leave people alone. Let people do what they do, what makes them happy. As long as they're not murdering people or, like, you know, sexually assaulting people. Yo, do your thing. Removing your nose and nipples does not affect me. Do you, boo, okay? But I will say this, if I saw this man in the street, I would definitely do a double take, 100%. 100%. I saw a video of him. It's not just the fact that he doesn't have a nose and you can see all the way through to the bone. It's not just that. I guess bone, I don't know. But he's, oh yeah, and don't forget he doesn't have any nipples. He ain't got no nipples! He tattooed his eyes black and his gums blue. And there's even more tattoos all over his body. Okay, now, I'm gonna be real with you. I love tattoos. I don't mind that. For me, I don't have any tattoos. I want a few, but neither of them that I may get or have ever thought about, none of them are going to include tattooing my eyes or my gums. I'm not doing that, okay? That's dangerous as fuck. I remember there was one bitch on social media who did that shit and went blind. No, I'm good. Don't fuck with my eyesight. I'm good. We're good. That's why they have color contacts. So much safer. Oh my God. Now here's the thing. I'm going to be honest with you. Okay. If I saw this man at 3 a.m. by myself at night. Okay. I would assume there was a demon coming for my soul. That's all I'm saying. I know that that is rude, but I'm just being honest. That's where I'm at. Okay. Tell me that you would not say the same thing if you saw this man at 3 a.m. at night when you're by yourself in like a dark alley or a wooded forest or some shit, you're demon immediately. That's my first thought. Okay. I'm not even worried about being kidnapped or murdered, or I'm worried about this demon trying to steal my soul. That's what I'm worried about. I would, however, love to buy this man a drink and maybe smoke a blunt with him, because I know he's got some fucking stories. And honestly, he might just be like an extremely interesting person. And I'm not even talking about his appearance. Maybe he's a heavyweight champion. We don't fucking know. He could be a competitive eater. Maybe the man can knit the hell out of a sweater. We don't know. You know, I would love to talk to this dude. So anyways, we got ourselves a cold read for this particular article about this guy, coming from the nypost.com, New York Post website, and is written by Ben Cost. So let me go ahead and pull up the website. Okay, so I'll post a couple of photos of him on the Professionally Silly podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly, and also on the Professionally Silly pod group. Any photos or videos or whatever pertaining to the episodes will be posted there. Okay, here it says here, a body modification addict. Okay, I didn't know that. Claims, obviously, why wouldn't I know that? Claims that he's harassed in the street after having both his nose and nipples removed. And here's a quote here. People love hating anything different. Odin, who goes by his first name only, told Jam Press of the reaction to his extreme transformation. Over the past 11 years, the 32-year-old Californian has spent $8,000 on body modifications, including ribbed genital implants. I don't know what the fuck that means, and I am not Googling it. That's me speaking. An intentionally branded chest and ink everywhere from his ribs to his eyeballs, some of which he did himself. See, no. Ribbed genital implants and intentionally. Okay, so it didn't explain that. I don't know what ribbed genital implants are, but I'm about to Google the fuck out of it real quick. Hold up. Let me just copy and paste this shit. Look at these nipples. Okay. I Googled fake nipples earlier, and I went to the new window and saw nipples, and I was like, what the fuck was I Googling earlier? Okay. Oh, the ribbed genital implants. Oh no. Oh, he put stuff inside his penis and his balls. Oh, it's almost like inserting anal beads in your dick. I mean, they're not anal beads, but they might as well be. Oh, I don't even have a dick. But for some reason, I closed my asshole and my vagina. I am over this. Okay, moving on. I was curious. Google it for yourself. Ribbed genital implants. Enjoy that. Okay, so he's got ink everywhere from his ribs to his eyeballs. there's a quote here. I also tattooed my own chest, my own eyes, the fuck? My gums, and tattooed my face some too, recalled Odin, who shares videos of his artistic self-mutilation to his over 3,300 followers on Instagram. He only has 3,300 followers? That's it? He should have way more than that. He tattooed his own eyes. How do you do that? You have to see what you... No, that is so... That's... No, thank you. He says his body isn't a temple. It's the Sistine Chapel. Okay, sir. Odin's latest cosmetic endeavors have included ditching his nipples and removing the top of his nose as part of a septal piercing, which cost him only around $80 at the time. Oh, damn, it's pretty affordable to get rid of your nipples and the tip of your nose. I mean, it's a great deal, but I don't want to do it. You know, I'm good. My nipples are fine. I mean, they're all right. A little low, but... Oh, my God. It says here, he started off small with a 4-millimeter portal before widening it via a biopsy operation like a human hole puncher. The fuck? Oh, I'm like nauseous reading this. Okay. The next six words that I'm about to read inside this quote makes me nauseous. Quote, I have been stretching it bigger for the last 8 years or so, explained the body art enthusiast who now boasts a 19 millimeter wide nasal crater reminiscent of something out of The Walking Dead. I was trying not to say that, but he looks like a zombie. Like, you know, them, like the stereotypical zombie you see whose nose is fucking missing. That's what he looks like. Legit. Odin frequently plugs the perforation with various pieces of jewelry on which he spent between $700 and $1,000. Wow. Okay, so there is a photo of him before he started doing his body modification. He's actually a really handsome white dude. Like, he's cute in, like, a nerdy, like, a skinny nerdy kind of way. Like, he's a handsome dude. Nice face. And then it kind of shows him as he's been just kind of progressing throughout his body modification. It says here, the serial body modifier explained that he embarked on this journey out of his, quote, appreciation for the tribal history, culture, and art. And here's a quote here. I think my body is a vessel for art, and I think changing how I'm seen is part of that practice, he told Jam Press. Another quote, my mother was a museum curator when I was a child, and I found what I have learned to be very influential in my philosophies and in everything I do and see in this world. This meaning didn't translate for gawkers who frequently make fun of Odin's unique appearance. I've had people harass me on the street, he said. I don't ever focus on it, though. I just walk by any strangers acting like animals. The trolls have taken pot shots at Odin's septal piercing. He says, and I quote, I could imagine a piercing like this would lead to nasal sinus infections, criticized one, with the internal structure exposed. I guess that's a good point, but, you know, he's free to do what he wants. You know what I mean? Another person wrote, stop, I'm going to puke. You just need to settle down, okay? So these are things that people are leaving, like comments that they're leaving under his videos and photos and shit. And it's not just strangers trolling his stuff. He says that his family is doing it too. He says, my family is not terribly fond of what I've done to my appearance, Odin said. Despite their apparent disgust, however, he says he's still invited to holiday dinners and regularly converses with relatives. Quote, we are on good terms despite disagreements, declared Odin, claiming that, quote, many of my friends usually seem a little proud to be friends with me, like I'm a one-of-a-kind person to know, close quote. And the prolific piercer says he has no plans to slow his body modification journey. Dude, I don't know what the fuck else this man can do. I feel like he's done all of it. It's like, I'm just going to remove my arms and replace them with, like, spatulas. I don't know what else he can do. I am trying to be funny, but... I don't know what he's going to do. What else is there to do? You know, it says here in the future, Odin plans to have it. OK, we're about to find out. He plans to have his ears pointed and his navel removed as part of his ongoing metamorphosis. So he's going to point his ears and remove his. He's about to become Kyle XY, but just a little bit more on it. You know, damn. Unfortunately, the negative side effects of extreme body modification can go beyond simply attracting stares in public. Earlier this month, a woman with 800 tattoos claimed that she has struggled to find gainful employment because bosses cast judgment on her inked up appearance. Okay, so that's the end of that article. What he's doing has absolutely nothing to do with me. Do what you want, dude. And for the chick who can't get a job, I mean, that's just the world we live in, unfortunately. Sometimes you gotta play the game to get by. And I commend those who refuse to do that and still manage to get by. You're fucking awesome. Not all heroes wear capes, man. I couldn't do it. So shout out to you, Odin. Good luck with removing your belly button. All right. Well, I guess you can always get a fake one. Now we know that. So he's good to go. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. If there is anything you can take from this episode, it's they will make movies about anything. Y'all just wait. There's going to be a movie about slinkies and yo-yos and gigapets and shit. Y'all wait. It's just going to be lit. Okay? It's going to be lit. Also, maybe don't vote for me. Don't vote for me. I'm not a great choice. Some of the shit I said was true. You can choose which ones. Professionally Silly Life Rules. First of all, shout out to all my listeners. I love you guys. It's always a good time when y'all hang out with me. I love your faces and most of all, the ears that are attached to them. Make sure you guys subscribe to this podcast on whatever platform that you're using. Also, do your girl a favor and leave me a 5-star and or written review, pretty please. And if this is your first time listening, come on back and join in on the silly and the random, okay? You can binge all the episodes that you haven't heard yet. Also, share this podcast with a friend because there's no reason to hog all the silly to yourself. Don't be a dick, asshole. Check out the podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly, ItsProSilly. And also, of course, check out the Professionally Silly podcast group on Facebook. And be sure to listen to The Birch Show. It's also available everywhere the podcast can be heard. That's my new job, by the way. I used to shout them out even before I worked for them, but now it's more fun. If you have any silly story ideas, or maybe you just need some advice, or you want the opinion of the P Silly listeners on something, email me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. You can also leave me a message or text my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. And that number is down in the show notes as well. And if you like to be anonymous, just make sure you let me know when you contact me. Also, if you would like me to advertise your business or your content, email me as well. We can talk about price and what you want and or need. Let's figure that out. Because here's the thing. I'm out here chasing my dreams and I know you are too. So maybe we can help each other. Let's do that. Don't forget to check out the show notes below for some bonus information. I've included my link tree, which has the links to all of my most used social medias and platforms, TikTok, Instagram, my YouTube channels, and more, all in one spot. Oh, and your girl's on Cameo. Ew. So if you want a video made for a friend or maybe for yourself, I can prank them or wish them a happy birthday, what have you, hit me up on Cameo at Amber Smiles Jones. And my P.O. Box is Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia 30250. You can send me anything you would like and I will open them in an unboxing video on my YouTube channel. So that'll be a lot of fun. Once again, it's your Audible boo thang, Amber Smiles Jones. And thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Spotify for Podcasters, where I take my silliness seriously. And I'll leave you with this. In order to fall asleep, we have to pretend to be asleep. Ain't that some shit? See, now this is the kind of shit I think about at 3 a.m. when I can't sleep. This is the kind of thing that floods my brain. And now you get to think about it too. You're welcome. Until next time, peace, silly listeners. Watch where you step, because there's pieces of shit everywhere, and they love to spread their ignorance. I'll see you guys next week.